It may not match the crowds at D.C. bars who lined up to watch former FBI Director James Comey when he testified, but there is a lot of anticipation today ahead of this afternoon's hearing when members of the Senate Intelligence Committee are expected to grill Attorney General Jeff Sessions on FBI's Russia investigation, on how many meetings Sessions had with the Russian ambassador during the campaign, and what his role was in the firing of James Comey. And Sessions' testimony comes as a friend of President Trump's is creating something of a shockwave in Washington. And media executive Chris Ruddy continues to insist that sources tell him the president is weighing whether to fire Robert Mueller, the former FBI director who's taken over the Russia investigation as special counsel. This morning, House Speaker Paul Ryan was asked about that.
I think the best thing to do is to let Robert Mueller do his job. I think the best vindication for the president is to let this investigation go on independently and thoroughly. That, to me, is the smartest thing to do, the best thing to do, and that's what I think hopefully will happen.
Joining us, NPR congressional reporter Jeff Bennett. And Jeff, take that up. What do you make of Ryan's comments and Chris Ruddy still seeming to battle this out this morning on CNN,
yeah.
You know, with White House spokespeople? They've taken this public, this fight.
That's definitely true. I was struck by Paul Ryan's comments. It struck me as something as sort of a veiled warning to the president. And his sort of overall approach really reflected the degree to which Republicans are really tired of having to answer questions about the president and this overarching Russia investigation. But, you know, the deputy attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, he also testified on Capitol Hill mm-hmm. this morning. He actually sat in for Jeff Sessions at a budget subcommittee. And he was asked directly, if the president orders you to fire Robert Mueller, what will you do? And his response was that if there were good cause, I would consider it. If there was not good cause, it wouldn't matter to me what anybody says. Mm. So you see Rosenstein and Paul Ryan really trying to rein in some of this loose talk about the firing of the special counsel.
Well, and again, Chris Ruddy, who's not a political operative, he's a media exec, you know, came out firing this morning when the White House was putting out word that we are not thinking about this through Sean Spicer. He came back and said, yeah, you are. So,
right. Well, I think, you know, I think Ruddy is chief among the president's allies who are really testing the waters here on how forcefully to try to discredit the Russia inquiry and its investigators. I think this is a tried and true tactic that we've seen from the Trump team, this attempt to discredit his opponents or his perceived opponents. Initially, you'll remember that James Comey was the subject of this contempt. Now they've moved on to Mueller, whom they are attacking as too compromised and really too conflicted to lead this independent probe.
We'll talk about what you expect about the questioning of Jeff Sessions today. James Comey reportedly told senators in private testimony that the FBI knew more about additional undisclosed meetings that Sessions may have had with the Russian ambassador during the campaign. We remember Jeff Sessions recused himself from the investigation, which reportedly angered President Trump after it became known he didn't disclose two meetings with the ambassador. Is there thinking there might be a third?
That's what's been reported. And I think, you know, it's one sign of just how damaging the administration considers Comey's testimony last week to be, is that Sessions volunteered to appear, and he requested that this hearing be done in public. So these two meetings that you mentioned, the Department of Justice has said on the record that there is no third meeting. There is reports allege that Sessions did, in fact, meet with the Russian ambassador a third time at the Mayflower Hotel, which isn't too far from the White House. And the thing that is so often missed in this conversation about the Russian ambassador is that Sergei Kislyak is not your garden variety diplomat who enjoys boozy lunches and, you know, nights at the opera. He is believed to be the top spy, the top Russian spy in the U.S. and the top recruiter of spies in the U.S. One would imagine that Attorney General Sessions would have known that at the time of the first two meetings. And so there is this larger question about the third, which you can bet that senators will ask about today.
Well, and what is Sessions expected to say about his role in firing Comey? Again, Comey questioned, why would Jeff Sessions have something to do with my firing? Because the attorney general recused himself from the Russia investigation, and it was Comey's It's Comey's belief that he was fired because of the Russia investigation, which is what, you know, Trump conflated that when he was speaking. You know, I fired Comey, the Russian thing. So what's Sessions expected to say?
He's expected to say that he was properly recused and that everything he's done is by the book. I'll tell you, though, that the DOJ says that he will not speak will not answer questions that pertain to his direct conversations with the president. And even Marco Rubio, who's a Republican and frankly has not been all that critical of President Trump, has said that if Sessions is not able to answer questions apart from those that might be highly classified, it's a big mistake and that he should be forthcoming across the board.
Okay, so we are awaiting that moment. Jeff Bennett, NPR congressional reporter, thank you.
You're welcome.